Good afternoon, ICANN 61, March 13th, GAC discussion, auction proceeds.
So maybe as we wait for Olga to come back, maybe we can have her slides on the screen for the sake of time. And we can also say hi to Thomas and thank you for attending the GAC meetings. Thomas Schneider. Just we're thanking you for attending the GAC meetings and welcoming you. So now we missed the audience, but anyway, welcome everyone, and this is GAC session 27 on auction proceeds, scheduled at 16:15 for 30 minutes on Tuesday, March 13th. So this is an update from the cross-community working group on auction proceeds. We have already Olga participating, and I believe we have also Cavus and maybe other members. And we also have Erica, co-chair of the cross-community working group on auction proceeds, with us. So without any further delays, I will hand over to you, Olga, please.
Thank you, Manal. Good. I think almost everyone left. So, but for those brave that are with us in this short session, let me welcome the co-chair of the Cross-Community Working Group on Auction Proceeds, Ms. Erica Mann. She has been a member of the board of ICANN, and you're presently a member of the GNSO, right? And she's a good friend, and we speak in German sometimes. I practice my German with her. So the idea is that we will present you an update about the work of this cross-community working group, where the GAC is a chartering organization. I've been participating with other colleagues. What I did is I have used the fantastic PowerPoint that has been done by the Secretariat of the Cross-Community Working Group, and I have added some additional information that that was given by members of the board that interacted with us in a session that we had on Sunday. So that's the idea. So for those of you that are not so familiar with this group or are new to the GAC, the auctions are a mechanism still in place to resolve strings contention. So there is some money involved that goes to a fund. So significant funding has been gathered together as a result of several auctions, which is quite an amount important, $233 million. So this money has been gathered there, and the community started discussing how to deal with these funds. They started to talk about this in ICANN 52, then was a charter for a cross-community working group submitted to all the SOs and ACs, and then there was this cross-community working group that commenced deliberations early last year in January 2017. I personally participated in the early stages, and then I asked the GAC if I could be a member of this cross-community working group representing the GAC. If you have any questions, please raise your hand and I'll be happy to answer. Can we go to the next one, please? I don't have the... Oh, thank you. So, What's the objective of this cross-community working group, or which are the goals? The group has 26 members, 45 participants, and 36 observers. And there is a charter that was established and designed by the group, and the objective is develop proposals on the mechanisms to allocate the new GTLD auction proceeds, to allocate these funds. Part of this proposal is expected to review the scope of the fund allocation, due diligence requirements to uphold accountability and proper use of the fund, how to deal with directly related matters such as potential or actual conflicts of interest, and I will go into that in a minute. Important to say that the group is not saying who will get the money and which kind of projects will be funded. The group is working on funding a scope for fund allocation and the mechanism. That's what the group is working now. So the group will not be making determination on a particular uses of the proceeds, which projects, which organizations will get the funds and all that. That will be part of the of another stage of work that will be once the which structure or which mechanism will be established. Questions? Doubts? Oh, our previous chair is here. Hello. Thomas. Next one. Can we move to the next slide?
Who's handling the slides?
The ladies back. Julia, can we move to the next slide? Oh, thank you so much. So there are some constraints to have in mind about the what these funds should be used or this mechanism should have in mind. Any activity or use related with them should be consistent with ICANN mission and what is set in the bylaws, of course. Private benefit concern as 501c3 organization, ICANN cannot provide its funds towards the private benefit of individuals. I imagine this is related with how the organization is constituted. Must not be used for political activity. Should not be used for lobbying activities. Can we move to the next one? Conflicts of interest. Taking decisions without conflict of interest is paramount. ICANN is prohibited from benefiting insiders to ICANN. Procedural concerns. ICANN will always be responsible for making sure that funds are provided to the appropriate organization, both in confirmation of mission and in making sure that funds are provided in a manner consistent with ICANN's 501c3 status. And financial and fiduciary concerns, the board and officers of ICANN hold fiduciary duties to the organization to make sure that self-dealing does not occur in their private interest are not benefited through ICANN's decision-making and actions. Just read it as it is. I would not be able to know all this language by heart. I remember that my dear friend translators told me that I'm speaking very fast. Thank you for telling me that. So these are the legal and fiscal constraints that the mechanism should have in mind. Quite formal, some of them. Let's go to the next one, please, which I think it's the most important for the moment. There are different stages of the work of this cross-community working group. I won't go into much detail. Now the working group is in stage 4, which is working on determining the mechanism that is most adequate, most potential to meet the cross-community working group expectation, as well as conform with legal and fiduciary constraints that I have just mentioned to you in the previous slide. The next stage is answering some questions about the mechanism that has the most potential, and then a consensus on this mechanism. You have in the PowerPoint that I shared with you previously, I think it was yesterday night, you have the link to the charter and you have the link to the cross-community workspace where you have all the information and background about this working group. Can we go to the next one, please? So about the mechanism, which is, I think, perhaps of more interest apart from this background that I gave you. The Cross Community Worker Group identified a number of external experts to help inform its consideration of four possible models. So that this mechanism could have these four different structures or forms. A new ICANN Proceed allocation department created as part of ICANN organization. This is one possible mechanism. Another one, new ICANN Proceeds allocation department created as part of an ICANN organization which would work in collaboration with an existing charitable organization. So a department within ICANN, a department within ICANN that could work with an existing charitable organization. This is the second option. The third option, a new structure, totally new structure created, for example, an ICANN foundation. And the fourth option is an established entity or entities, foundation or fund, used. ICANN could organize the oversight of processes to ensure mission and fiduciary duties. So a different established entity outside ICANN. So these four options are the different possible mechanisms that could be used for allocating the funds. And 24 external experts that are knowledgeable about these issues have been requested to respond a questionnaire. And there are some answers received so far, and you can review them, five of them, you can review them in that link. And as new answers are arriving, they will be posted in that wiki. And the cross community is analyzing how to review all that information now, and I think there is a call for volunteers, right? Mm-hmm. So I will go to the next one, which I think there has been an exchange about this issue and this these ideas with the ICANN board. Can we go to the next one, please? Thank you. And this is a summary of what was discussed and the exchange of information with some members of the board that were present in the meeting on Sunday. It was Martin Borderman and Becky Burr. So what they express is that the board would support to make it happen in the best way it could be done. The board should not be prescriptive or taking over the mechanism or telling what to do to the cross-community working group. And about the mechanism, they expressed that whatever the amount should be, they were of the idea that it should be assigned in tranches, not all at once. Perhaps in a period of 2 or 3 years' time, that the process and the mechanism should be efficient and effective. That there should be expertise and skills necessary to minimize the overhead. Not that it's all the money is gone to the mechanism itself, that goes mainly to the community. That the mechanism could be capable of evaluating proposals from around the world, not only from some countries. It should be accountable. Disbursements should be done with clear milestones. Accountability again among recipients, have the processes and procedures in place to quantify the impact of the award. It should understand how the auctions proceeds make the world a better place, and ICANN must have processes to monitoring this funding mechanism towards transparency. This is I tried to summarize what was discussed in the meeting on Sunday. So this is the work so far of the cross-community working group. We expect to receive more answers from experts. They will be analyzed. And the idea would be to decide which of the four mechanisms that I just showed to you could be used to allocate the funds. This is more or less where we are now. Maybe Erica wants to add something about my comments.
Thank you, Olga. I think you covered it all so well. There's maybe just one tiny which might be interesting in particular for your GAC colleagues. We had a longer discussion because the auction proceeds will have to support ICANN's mission And so we had a longer exchange, and this is what you referred to when the board finally now came back to us. So the dispute was, shall it be only what falls within ICANN mission? Can only these kind of projects be supported in the future? Or could there be a little broader, I want to be very careful here, understanding that projects which are supporting the mission can be at least evaluated as well and then maybe financed in the future. And the board came up with the recommendation to use a definition in service of ICANN's mission, which is similar to supporting ICANN's mission, which is a bit broader understanding than only saying only what falls within. It's a small margin, but I think it is an important margin.
Questions, comments, doubts? One second, Manal. You have the slides, and there is a reference to the wiki and to the charter of the cross-community working. There you have much more detailed information. Yes, it was Manal.
Yes, thank you very much, Olga, and thank you, Erica. And yeah, Erica, the point you made is very important, and actually it have answered the question I have before even asking it, because I used to participate to the working group, but not anymore, unfortunately. And at the time I was participating, we were discussing, that the funds should not go to day-to-day operations of ICANN, but at the same time, it has to be within ICANN's mission. So it was really a very narrow range here that could benefit from the auction allocations. So yeah, maybe in service, those keywords are very critical and they have their meaning. So thank you.
Maybe just one other addition which might be interesting for you all, and this is that we are very hopeful that we can finalize the work, what Olga just showed you, all the various stages, hopefully until Panama. And then our idea is hopefully, I'm very careful here, but we are hopeful that we can together then draft the recommendations, which then will go out for public comment afterwards. So that's our goal.
Perfect. So any comments or remarks from GAC colleagues? Okay. Then the slides were crystal clear. Thank you for the presentation and thank you for the update and thanks to GAC colleagues. So this concludes the GAC session on auction proceeds. We will have a 15-minute break, which may be slightly more now, but we will reconvene at the hour, and please be in time. We will be meeting the board in the following session. Thank you.